an Simen Yud Alef, Siv Dalet. Oirech Achutem Ashmoina, the length of the eight chutem, Ein Toches Midalet Gedolim, should not be less than four gudlin, V'yesh Oimrim Yud Beis Gudlin, now they say Yud Beis Gudlin. V'chein Noyegim, I think the shear agaidol of the chazanish is 9/10 of an inch, and it comes out yud beis gudlin is 11.8, something like that, according to the chazanish, and according to Avraham Chaim Noah, it's a little less than that. Al kaponim, so the shear yud beis gudlin is, I think, 11.8. 10 inches, or here in centimeters, they have here that centimeters, according to the Chazanish, is 28.8 centimeters, and or 30 centimeters, and according to Hagrach Noah, is 12 Gudlim is 24 centimeters. Al Kaponim, so this is the minimum shear, the chaynoyagim. Ulamaylo, if you want to make the tzitzis longer, ain lehem shear, you can make them longer. Ago, now the Ramo says, vimaso oruch yoyser, if they made them longer, yoyser midai, he made them too long, we'll see exactly what this means. Yochel lekatzroi, so he's permitted to shorten the tzitzis. Vein bezeh mishum tase v'loi min ha'osui. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll try to explain what the Mechaber said. You bite them off, that's later, but you can shorten them, yeah. Midalet gudlin, u'medidas agudol b'chomokim hu shel odom beinoni. We're giving measurements the size of the width of a thumb, so that's an odom beinoni. Moided in moisei b'perik ha'elyoim by the first perik of the thumb. B'mokim ha'lochov b'emtsoi. B'ayim b'mokim ha'lochov. We have now numbers in centimeters and in inches. B'ayim b'mokim ha'lochov b'shachrei shayim beis. Shivir b'shem ha-Rambam, the shir goydo, another way how to measure it is k'roichem zayin so'irei suzu b'tzatzu b'doichik. If you'll have seven pieces of barley and you put them one next to the other, that equals b'doichik, you put them very close, one next to the other, that is ha-goydo. V'hein b'irich b'seiris b'revach, or you'll take two barleys, putting one in the left, it's also a shir of a gaito. V'hein noyagim. Okay, so we have here two days. What is the shir? What is the shir of the length of the tzitzis? The minig is yud beis gaitlin. V'hein posek halavush. So now we have a lotion of the prima godim. Those who sell tzitzis, they are mitzamsim in the length. So it can very readily come about that you will not have the shir of yud beis godim. The korev adova liyeis bracha levatole. And if there's less than yud beis gaidlim, so the primogodim holds its ma'akim b'di'evit, and so you want the time the mitzvah sits with me the rabbon and you made a bracha levatola. Ki after min ha'toira dai b'choshu, mi the rabbon on b'inin she yud beis gaidlim acher ha'kshirim milvad ma'she munach al keren ha'beget yesh laziram al kach. So the Prima Godem says that the measurement of Yud Beis Goydlum, let us say the Chazanish Shir of 11 and 8 tenths inches, So the you start measuring, let's say this is the beged, so you start measuring from when you start making the kesher, when you start making the knot, so the knot starts at the end of the konav. I put the chutim in the nekev of the konav, the chutim on here, but I first start measuring from when I start the tukshorim, and then I make a gedil, nachamol tukshorim. So I start measuring from the end of the konav, and from the end of the konav to the end of the tzitzis, there should be a minimum of 12 gudlim, which we say is 11.8 inches. Agav Ulchem, there's a very interesting primogodim. Now, the minimum shear, we will have later that the nekev should be from the corner, the minimum shear is an agoidel. That's the minimum shear. If it's closer than that to the konav, it's possible. Fine. So we have here, let's say, that this is the shear agoidel from here to the end of the beged. Now, usually, if you have the shear and you put it loosely, so the tzitzis will fall down, and that is not too good. So it is preferable to make it tighter. When you make it tighter, so even though now I'll start measuring from when the kesher starts, from the neck into the kesher, so I'll go with my fingers, it's less than an agoidel, I made it tighter, but that, the Prima Godem says that's irrelevant, because the shear is in the beged. The beged has a shear agoidel. I went and made the kesher tight, so that doesn't, but the neck is in the right place. But that's one thing. But we gain another thing also, that we start measuring the Yud Bez Gudlum from where the kesher starts. So if I would make the tzitzis loose, so I need Yud Bez Gudlum from the end when I start making the kesher. If I make it tight, so I start measuring from the kesher, so I can gain the tzitzis don't have to be so long. Agavuch, the Dirshim brings down, I mean, here the Mishnah, it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berur brings down from the Prima Godem, it's Ma'akir. It means that if it's less than 12 Gudlim, so it's possible. With the Rabban, it's possible. It's just a Sabachal of a Tolah. Well, that we'll talk about later, if you have some of the, how much you could have less. But Al Kaponim, you need some of them, Al Kochel, that Tzitzicha, be a shear of 12 gudlim. That will have later the machlok is how much if there was. That means like this, it had to be a time that there was 12 a gudlim. There never was 12 a gudlim, forget about it. So if there was 12 a gudlim and then they got they cut off a little bit, then we'll have different halachas of gadume tzitzis. Al kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah brings out the prim gudlim, that's ma'akim b'di'evet. In Bir Halochi, he brings down, it's not so poshut, and it's not ma'akev b'di'evet, and the Dirsh brings down, the Chazanish held, mi'ikardin, it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. So Kaponim, that is something to, perhaps if the tzitzis are not as long as they should be, we have here, the Chazanish would hold, it's only al-chathur nikadin, not b'di'evet. Shia, so now it says, Ulamayla Elam Shia. It doesn't have to be only Yud Beis Gudlam, it could be more. Vri hayanoyig la soysoy orach yaisa, kedeshim yiposik ktas kamkein yeshoya by kishia. Now this Ri read it as follows. The tzitzis. This is how the Prima Godem explains the Ri. We're going to have later that in the tzitzis, there's gedil and onof. The gedil is the chalik of the tzitzis, which are wrapped around, and we have the kshorim. Till here is called the gedil. This is the gedil. And the onof is the tzitzis that hang out after the gdil. So the and we have here a guideline that later we're going to have this, that the gdil should be, of the whole thing, the gdil should be a third, and the unam should be two-thirds. That is the preferable ratio, one-third to two-thirds. Fine. So now we have a shiur, that the shiur should be Yud Beis Gudlim. So the Ri was afraid maybe the tzitzis will get cut off, and he'll end up with tzitzis which are less than Yud Beis Gudlim. Then you have to start making cheshbonos, how many were cut off and how many remain. So the Ri didn't want to go into this problem. So the Ri made longer tzitzis, so that a filu, they'll be cut off, he'll still have his Yud Beis Gudlim. That was the Ri's cheshbon. But the Prima Gadol says, let me tell you one thing, but the Ri that made, let's say he made 15 Gudlim, 16 Gudlim. So he made 15, 16 Gudlim, but he made the same ratio. He made the ratio one-third Gdil and two-thirds Onav. He made the same ratio. The ratio was the same. But he wanted to be ensured that he'll always remain with Yud Beis Gudlim, so he made them big. So if he'll be cut off from the top, he'll still have his Yud Beis Gudlim. Even though when it's cut off later, he'll lose his ratio. No, that's Nishkefela. But Al Kaponim, that was an hugge from the Ri. Now, let's go a little further. What does the Gemara say? V'imaso orach yaiser midai. Now, let's learn the Gemara. What if he made it too long? Yochel lekasre. He can make it shorter. Ve'im bozem mishem tasa v'loy min ha'os. So what is the Gemara telling us over here? The problem of too long. What's the problem of too long? He said there's no shear. So the Gemara is telling us, and that's what seems in Darkei Moshe, clear like that, and the Bir Halacha, Pinsim and Darsa Sachai, he's saying like this, a person made the tzitzis without this ratio. That means the Gedil is a quarter, and the Onof is three quarters. Oh, that's no good. That's no good. That is not the proper ratio. So now, b'dievet, it's kosher a tzitzis. But who wants to wear b'dievet a tzitzis? So the Gemara is telling you, no, I'll tell you an answer. It's a quarter and three quarters. So cut off these tzitzis at the end. And now you'll be a third and two-thirds. That was the eitza of the Gemara. So now a person starts scratching his head. Hey, babe, the tassav alemina osri. Since when I made it, I didn't have the proper ratio, and now I'm making the proper, but it's in the, it is already. Please, no, there's no problem with tassav alemina osri. Since me'ikir adin, it's kosher, this is only a hiddur that should be a third and two-thirds, but there's no din tassav that it has to be daske this way. It's a hiddur. So you'll get your hiddur if it comes out later. That is the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara, v'meso orach yaiser midai, that means that he made the wrong ratio. He made a quarter and three quarters. Yochel lekatzlei. Ve'im b'zem mishum tasav loy min ha'os. Now the Mechaber says further, echod mi'achutim yaiser orach. Now, when one puts in the chutim, one should make sure that one of these chutim should be longer than all the others. Kedei sheyichach boy hagadol. That this is, we call the shamish. That with this longer thread, he'll wind around the tzitzis, that it should be gadol. It should now become, there should be a gadol over the tzitzis. Hagadol haino achelik metzitzis she'einoi orik. That means he'll wind over the gadol is the tzitzis before it's wound over with, and with the shamish he'll wind over the gadol to make this the gadol. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Yiyeh v'im echod einay oruch kolkach. what somehow he bought tzitzis from a store and somehow they didn't give him a long enough shamish. So what are you going to do now? So yichich by k'tas krichis mechut echot, k'tas krichis mechut hasheni. There's no halacha that the kriche has to be from one specific chut. Can make the kriche from different chutim. Give it. No, if you use a different chut, it will come out of it. It's then toynesht. He's talking about you make from it, the shamish was not long enough, and the others were also a little longer, so he's talking about. Forget about the 2 cents. You have to end up with Yud Beis Gudlin. If that has to be, then you have a big problem. You have a big problem. No, so if your shamish is short, so if you can, with the other chut of mind around the other kriches, and after achik ichlois akel, you'll still have Yud Beis Gudlin. That's good. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. That's all. That you have to end up with Yud Beis Gudlin, and even though the kriches were from a different chut. He says, you only have one chut that is long enough to make all the kriches. And he wants to prove that this is permissible. Kibizman at Chayles, when Yidin had Chayles, Hayoisim Ktas Kriches me at Chayles Ktas Milova. Because when they had Chayles, also the Kriche was partially from the Chayles, partially from the Lova. So we see that the Shamish that made the Kriche was not necessarily the same chut. Fine. Okapona, I think that we can begin him close of Shaos. He brought a raya from Tchelis and Lavon, but what will be, he can make it from three chut in that, because it's not so precious. I think that we can begin him close of Shaos. Two chutim, he says, is good. You make a little kriche from one, a little from the other. That's not kevela. From three chutim, I don't know if it's, I think he has a suffix. Now, but after all your kriches, mitzorich lirais sheyishtairu b'chol achutim, olkon yud beis gudlim acha akriche v'hakshire v'mayshekosa v'rabo. Afilu zechuta oruch acha sheyikoruch yisha yud beis gudlim. So he says, amur adikizach, the Mishabur, and this we have to know, that means a person made it, it was batlonish, the knots were not too tight, the kriches were not close one to the other. After half an hour he made the tzitzis, he starts looking at the tzitzis, shem yishamayim. It's not 12 gudlin, it's 11 gudlin. The tzitzis were long enough, he was batlonish, so he just tapped him on his shoulder and told him, you have to take out the tzitzis, put it back again, because that is clear. That when the tzitzis are first put in, it is necessary that all eight chutim have to be Yud Beis Gudlim. After the knot, we start counting from the knot, and there has to be Yud Beis Gudlim. And if for some reason there wasn't Yud Beis Gudlim, so you have to do it over again. So this is again the Prima Godim that holds the Yud Beis Gudlim is Mahakim. Hagdil koi gdil Hashem osid. Shenase godil acha shenichacho. After you wind over, that's called gdil. Zeshekosel emo acha kachayna acholuk. The smooth chaylik which you will wind over. Chetzloimesh mitchilu acholuk b'loi gdil v'arige. By day zechut nase gdil. Yad afrayim. La'acha shenikshah. ומשום הקשיר שאיסם את דיל מסקצר ובוי אצפה יסיירה, תהיינו ירגמו גודלים, מובד מה שמונח על הבגר, ובדייבד מעקב, ואילו מקילים בזה ורואילים חייפיות. And he says, you have to take into consideration, even though the chutim were yud beis gudlin, but by making these knots, it's going to shorten the length of the tzitzis. So you have to buy bigger chutim at least, Yud Gimel Gudlin, that you should end up after the nuts with Yud Beis Gudlin. Steve, hey. Ein oichen atzitziyos miyatsema hanechos bakoitzen shatzoin roivtsin beineyem. So let's just say what this is speaking about. That seems with the sheep, sometimes they lay down on thorns, and when they wake up, when they get up, so the thorns pulled out a chalik of the wool. They were lying on it, so the thorns. So now a person doesn't have to possess sheep in order to get wool. He'll just go and pass by all the thorns that the sheep were laying down, and he'll pick off the wool from these thorns, and he has, Baruch Hashem, wool. He has wool for free. So we'll see, now this is possible. On the sheep there grows wool, and there's other hairs which are stiffer, which also grows on the sheep. These hairs, that's not tema, or it's an inferior tema. Aloy mishiyure shesi shahoyreg mishaya besait a beged. Now when a person weaves a beged, so there are the vertical threads and the horizontal threads. The vertical threads are called the shesi. So it seems when they made a beged, sometimes the vertical threads were longer than the whole beged. So these were remnants of the shesi, so the person who's weaving the beged doesn't need them, so they're cut off. So now I want to use these for tzitzis. So all these things, these three examples of the tzema that was stuck in the thorns, or the nimim, the hairs of the sheep, or the remnants of the shesi, one should not use this for tzitzis. Vahatam mishum bizri mitzvah, that you're using inferior wool for mitzvah tzitzis, so you're not allowed to use this wool for tzitzis. And the chiddush is, if you do it, it's possible. That means using such inferior wool for tzitzis, so the Chazal passed it. You're not yaitzu with this wool. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Ein oisin vafilu b'diyevet posul. The filu b'diyevet is posul. B'zi mitzvah. She'oireg mishaya. So now the third case was that this was the remnants of the shesi. Now the remnants of the shesi means the shesi are the threads which are used in the weaving process. Now these are woven threads already. So you're telling me it's not a chosh of a wool, fine. Well, but there's a different problem. If these are the remnants of the shesi, so these threads were spun already for a beged, and we learned you need to be a lishma. So what are you telling me? Because it's an inferior wool, it's not good. It's possible minat taira, because it wasn't. This is the remnants from the shesi. So a person made a beged, so for Shteitzach it's possible. Ein la'akshes, the balavach yesh psu, the le'nitvu ha'chutim l'shem tzitzis, the chutim were not spun l'shem tzitzis. Yesh lo'im yedemayri yifalechet metchilu tovu ha'chutim l'shem tzitzis. Speaking about, he had made all these chutim l'shem tzitzis, and then he changed his mind. V'achakach orag mehem beged. So my mail, but theoretically, these threads are kosher for tzitzis. Lo'alchi posul mishum bizi mitzvah. That is pshat in the mechaber. So pshat in the mechaber is al bizi mitzvah. Now this reason of bizi mitzvah, the Beis Yosef said. Beis Yosef said this is a gemara. And the explanation for the Gemara, the Beis Yosef said, that's how we understood why it's possible. Yeah. Well, when he makes the threats for the what did he do? No tzitzis whatsoever. He's a null conflict. Without tzitzis. No. We're talking about when you make the threads of the tzitzis. Yeah, so then they have to be spun l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When he puts it into the baggot, he also has to think l'shem mitzvah tzitzis or something else also. To put it into the hole also.
The person aware of
Frak. Yeah, okay, so that, well, fine. So there's atheist by a Frak, he doesn't need whatever, or we don't make that the split should be so too big. But he was talking about l'shem and the making of the thread. That's what we're talking about. So he says, he was talking about this beged was made from threads, which were previously designated for tzitzis. They were made for tzitzis, and now someone... But the guy in New Square didn't do it, Lishma? What's the one, the guy in New Square? No, it's not great. No, Gavaldik, yeah. Who? The one who made it? No, so when you put it in, you put it in the bag.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, could be. That could be. We're going to have this later. To put, you have to see, put in the cash has to be lishma, that's for sure. But to put it into the hole is a big shayla if it's ma'akev.
Because I did it once. I
used to
make my feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Adam, I made our divrei tam kenich shabba. Very good. That's our person. Yeah. If I care to, you have to say I'm doing it lishma. Bachshav is not good. Okay. She has to say. Yeah, sure. That's right. Now, let's go a little further. Now he brings down the Besefa HaMoyer Kosovatam. Now the Magen Avraham brings down a different reason from the Baal HaMoyer. A different reason, not of Bizui Mitzvah. Mishum Debinen HaKonov Min Konov, that the tzitzis have to be made out of a material that you could make from this tzitzis a beggar. So these meanim, you cannot make a beged out of them because they're inferior wool. Shein psoilus hatzema, vein beged nasem mikamoisem. You will not make a beged from such inferior wool. So not the psoilus als bizui mitzvah. Bizui mitzvah is at the rabbon and the kedin. So it's possibly the Rabbana. The Baal HaMoyer says it's a deraisa de kipsul. If you have wool that you're using for tzitzis, and this wool is inferior to make a beged out of it, so there's a posik in the Torah, you can only make tzitzis from a wool that you can make a beged out of it. But if no one will make a beged out of it because it's inferior wool, that's possible tzitzis mina Torah. That's this Baal HaMoyer over here. Shehem tzeilus atzema, v'em beged nasa mikamoisen, ad kan l'shoyne. V'im kein, kol minei tzema, shem gruyim, shem beged nasa mehem, psulim l'tzitzis. So this is a second reason why these things are possible. If we're holding cheshbon, I'll just like to say over for a minute, L'vush Yisrod asks Akasha, he didn't have a Baal HaMoyer, but yes, Akasha, we have three cases. One case we have that the tzema was was attached to the thorns, and that tremor, that's inferior. Well, fine. The second case was Neiman. The third case was that Shiurei Shesi, that means that the remnants of the Chutei HaShesi, he can't use that for tzitzis. So the Levush Yisrael says, please, this was used to make a beged. If this was used to make a beged, so don't say it's not roi to make a beged out of it. So he asked this kash, he didn't have a balamoyer. No, we have a balamoyer, so look at the balamoyer. The balamoyer did not learn that it means shiurei shes. He learned gadumin, it means something that the weaver combed out and the psalus of the tzema, it's a different shot. But all these things are inferior, well, and that's why it's possible. And these two reasons are about busy mitzvah you need a wool that is capable of making out of this wool a beggar. Sivo, imasom mitzema gozul. What if a person stole wool? Sulen, so it's possible. Why is it possible? Tachsiv v'osu lahem, mishel lahem, that the tzitzis have to belong to the person who's wearing the tzitzis. We'll see this in Zamira de Kedin, and as the Sif progresses, we'll see this in Medica Chedushim in this. About Kapona, but if I stole wool, and I made tzitzis out of this wool, but it's not mine, we'll see soon.
I stole it, but now I really
turned off.
I
get the money. Well, he gives him now the money. Yeah, that's the same. Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll see. But here we say he didn't give him the $20 yet. He didn't pay him. He just stole it. So the tzitzis have to belong to the person who's wearing the tzitzis. Ago, Zakteremo, the Davke Shegozo Hachutim. If he stole the threads, so that's called, so it's not his threads. Avol in Gozal Tema, but if he stole wool, Vaason Chutin, and from this wool he made, he stole raw wool, and from this wool he spun threads, Kshayrim, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So see, one reason there's a klal in Hilchus Gzeila Shinui Koine. That means that a gazlan steals something and later he changes it into a different form. So it becomes his. There's a din veishiv, it's a gzeila shegozel kasha gozel. Like the Gemara says an example, a person stole kernels of wheat, and he ground it, and he made a dough out of it, and then he made challah. He wants to be mafresh challah. She wants to be mafresh challah. He's not a shagit. He wants to be mafresh challah. So the din is, this is, the dough is his. He was kind of b'shini maise. He stole kernels. Then it became flour. That's one shinui, and then it became dough. That's a second shinui. This is not what he stole. He stole, so the din is, it's his. It's chayiv b'chala. A broch is a shal he should make. We'll see. But al kaponim, so, but let us just hold cheshbon. The mechaber said, if I stole tzema, I'm not yaitse, because you need lochem. It has to belong to you. No. If you stole tema, it does belong to you, because you kind of bishinui. This din that you're not yaitze, if it's gozo, means if you stole the chutim. She stole the chutim, so the chutim don't belong to you. But if you stole tema, the tema does belong to you. Shalom. Let's just see the Baal de Meshigur on this. Lahem mishel lahem. Nire poshe. A person bought tzitzis on credit. That means he's going to pay for it. Now, the one who sold him the tzitzis is desperate for money. And this person who bought the tzitzis, now there's a klal in Mekach and Memka, if a person, if the Moicha sells something, and you own the money, but the Mekach is a Mekach, you own the money. But if the Moicha sold it because he's desperate for money, and you're telling him, don't worry, before Hanukkah you'll get the money, so I'll kapon him, so the Mekach is bottled. Because if the sole reason why it was sold, because he's desperate for money, so then the Mekach is bottled. So he's saying if there's a psul gezel, so gezel can be, I'm a very fine person, I go into the store, and the storekeeper tells me, you know, I need the money by tomorrow, and he say, don't worry, and so there's any loitzel shamloi, the midin lehen ishaloi, which is kedai to mention. The Bira Locha says, this is Nageya Tzitzis, and this is Nageya an Esrik and Alula. Now, let us just think for 1 minute. The Locha is, we pass in la halacha mois koinex. That means that Reuven has tzitzis to sell, and how much you want for the tzitzis? $20. Fine. I give him the $20. So I mean, I tell you the tzitzis belong to me. Absolutely. I bought them mois koinex. With the rabbonon, you need meshich. So I have to pick them up, take them in my rishus, then it's mine. Let's speak about another case. That I go and I make Mashiach. I want to buy tzitzis now. I don't have any money now. I'll pay you next week. And the Moicha says, no problem. I don't need the money. You can pay me next week. Fine. Good. So I made Mashiach. So I have this for you. These tzitzis are yours, midarabona. So it comes out, you put in tzitzis, mitarabona, you were yaitze, your tzitzis mitarabona, but minateri, you weren't yaitze, got news for you. That means you are the one who did not want to wear a cotton bag, and you were chayish, according to the shittis, maybe it's at the rabona, you only became a mitzvah de reise, and Rabbi Yidu only became a de rabona, because you didn't pay for it. So it's very wichtig, if you want to be mekayem a mitzvah d'oraisa, you should pay for it also. And this is very much negay, you buy an esrig, and you're going to get your check later to pay for the esrig. It's kedai to pay him before somehow, some way, you should be mekayem the mitzvah of esrig and lulav minatayah.